Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5-year long study of the New Testament. Today's broadcast, lesson number 2 of week number 11, studying Matthew chapter 11. As we get started, these reminders, our 6-day per week radio programs are just one of many ways to connect with International Gospel Hour. These broadcasts air thousands of times every month all around the country, but they do not air continuously everywhere. If you want that kind of full-time, unlimited access to our materials, then we encourage you to go to our website, internationalgospelhour.com, and click on the free link in our menu. You can listen to and you can freely download all of our IGH 260 programs by clicking on any of the IGH 260 links that you find at that main page. Are you interested in learning more about God's Word? Here are two great ways to not only learn more about God's Word, but also to learn to love God more as well. First, we encourage you to consider enrolling in our completely free, self-paced online Bible study program. To get started, just go to igh.worldbibleschool.org, or you can click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. Second, if you prefer to study by mail, call this toll-free number 1-855-IGH-6988 in order to receive our free 30-lesson Bible study series. You can also request that series by using the contact form at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. Let's get started in our study of Matthew chapter 11. We begin exactly where we left off in our last broadcast. We noted then that John's disciples came to ask Jesus if he was the coming one, or do we look for another? Jesus' answer to John's disciples, though not expressly citing which prophecy that Jesus referenced, was definitely prophetically rooted. Jesus said this, "Go and tell John the things which you see and hear. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." That's Matthew chapter 11, verses 4 through 6. Several commentators have suggested things that we cannot really know about John's question and about his state of mind. Did John doubt who Jesus was at this point? What was John's understanding about the identity of Jesus, about the mission, and about the message of Jesus? What did John specifically know about the Lamb of God, how he, Jesus, would take away the sins of the world, and what kind of judgment that he would bring? Was John concerned that the reports of Jesus' miracles were news about the work of an impostor? Did the reports that John heard through his disciples worry him in some way? Did they square with John's perception and John's earlier declarations about what the one who increased would do? It has been suggested that John's previous remarks about the ministry of the coming one reflected a fiery, judgmental, hellfire, and damnation message and messenger, and that the news that reached his ears were substantially different, substantially less than what he had anticipated. Again, these thoughts, these suggested thoughts and comments by others, do not really tell us what John had in mind. The answer that Jesus gave, though, definitely tells us what Jesus wanted John to hear. Jesus started by saying this to John's disciples, "Go and tell John." Yes, though Jesus may have known what John and what John's disciples were wondering and what they were thinking, that's not at all revealed here. We can only realistically focus on what's revealed, not on what isn't. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 5, Jesus told John's disciples to tell John the things which you hear and see. We noted that John's disciples' initial report to John more than likely came through the reports that they heard, which they in turn passed along to John. Jesus tells them to report what they hear. That would have been the reports. But Jesus also told them to tell John what they see. Just what did they see? We do not know if the disciples came to Jesus, asked the questions, received Jesus' response, and then returned to John right away, or whether or not they were with Jesus sometime after they asked the questions, thus seeing firsthand what Jesus did. Nor do we know whether or not see in this context means seeing the results, that is, the consequence of Jesus' miracles. Perhaps they met someone that Jesus healed, or that Jesus cleansed, or from whom Jesus had cast out a demon. Matthew does not tell us how they saw, or what they saw, only that they did. For what it's worth, the words hear and see in Jesus' answer, which you hear and see, are present tense, and could easily have been translated as, which you are now hearing, and which you are now seeing. That wording, in fact, appears that way in some translations of this passage. One says, go and give news to John of the things which you are seeing and hearing. Another, go back and tell John what you are hearing and seeing. And one renders it as what you have heard and seen, as if they were already witness to Jesus' miracles. A word of caution. This does not definitively prove that John's disciples personally witnessed Jesus' miracles. Osborne was careful to note that in his remarks. This does not mean John's disciples had been with Jesus sometime and had personally seen all these events. Rather, the what you refers to the reports of those deeds and teachings reported to John's disciples by Jesus' followers. Jesus does not answer the questions directly, but simply points to the messianic words and deeds that are proof of his messianic office. End of citation from Osborne. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 5 and 6, Jesus' answer centered on these six aspects of his work. First, the blind see. Second, the lame walk. Third, the lepers are cleansed. Fourth, the deaf now hear. Fifth, the dead have been raised. And sixth, finally, the poor have heard the gospel. We noted earlier that even though Jesus did not explicitly state what First Testament prophecies he fulfilled in his miracles, this section of Matthew's gospel, that is, his answer to John's disciples, this section appears full of those prophecies as echoes or allusions to what was revealed in that portion of Scripture. Jesus, as we learned earlier, healed two blind men in Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. He would heal another blind man in chapter 12, verse 22, and others too in chapter 20, verse 30, and in chapter 21, verse 14. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 18, chapter 35, verse 5, chapter 42, verse 7, and chapter 42, verse 18, all of those texts prophetically anticipate messianic healing of the blind. Jesus also enabled the lame to walk. That has not been specifically exemplified, not to this point in Matthew, but we will witness it in Matthew chapter 15, verse 30. The generic references to healings, however, that we find throughout Matthew to this point could and would have included healing the lame. In Isaiah chapter 35, verse 6, a context that we noted earlier about Jesus' healing of the blind a moment ago, we see that it also prophesied that the lame shall leap like a deer. We also note that lepers were cleansed at least twice already in Matthew, first by Jesus and then second as Jesus enabled the apostles to do so, Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 and Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. There is no specific messianic prophecy in the Old Testament that Jesus would heal lepers, but as part of his general healing of all diseases, that would have been included. As part of Jesus' public ministry of preaching, teaching, and healing, Jesus healed the deaf so that they could hear. We have already seen that in Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 and 33, but we will see it again in chapter 12, verse 22, and one more time in Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. Isaiah spoke of such healings in Isaiah 29, 18, Isaiah 35, 5, and Isaiah 42, verse 18. Jesus also raised the dead. So far, in Matthew's account of the gospel, just the daughter of Jairus. We read a record of that in Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26. But Jesus also enabled the apostles to do likewise, Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. In Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 7, verse 11 and following, we read of the resurrection of the widow of Nain's son. That was prophesied to be a work of the Messiah in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 19. And finally, number 6, the last thing that Jesus told John's disciples to relate to John, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Jesus preached throughout the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, in synagogues and to multitudes from the mount. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." That context, Luke chapter 4, chronicles Jesus reading in the synagogue at Nazareth. He was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus, when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, and then he read. The text that he read, identified and cited here in Luke chapter 4, was from Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 61, and the opening verses. In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and continue our study of Matthew chapter 11. These reminders as we close, our programs and study materials are always freely downloadable when you click the free menu at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. You can listen to and or freely download all of our IGH 260 programs by clicking on any of the IGH 260 links at the main page of that website. You can also go directly to the IGH 260 index at internationalgospelhour.com/IGH260. If you send an email to free@ighradio.com, you will receive a listing of all of our free materials. Let me encourage you to consider enrolling in our completely free, self-paced online Bible study. To get started, just go to igh.worldbibleschool.org, or you can click the online courses link at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. If you prefer to study by mail, then call this toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988. We hope that you can join us as we study God's Word together in our next broadcast.